I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Do you expect kids in poverty to have big dreams? AMG International's child sponsorship program educates impoverished kids so they can accomplish their dreams while learning about Jesus. AMG's Bill Passins met Raya, who's in their Indonesian program, and Passins shares,
"She didn't have any earthly possessions, but because people have loved her, chose to help support her, not only is she thriving now, she actually has hope for the future and even aspires to be a doctor, something that I would say would be almost impossible without the help and the intervention of those who love Christ and are investing in the future."
Raya comes from a Muslim family, but has been so moved by the love of believers that she's accepted Christ. To impact a child like Raya, just head to missionnews.org. And the U.S. State Department is adding an inter-country adoption fee. Bethany Christian Services' Chris Vossi says that could change things for potential adoptive families.
"We understand the drivers from the State Department about why they're concerned about the quality of accreditation. We all want to make sure we look out for the welfare and well-being of children. And that really is the driver from the State Department. My concern and Bethany's concern is that there will be an unintended consequence for families who are opening their hearts and their homes to kids, and that this will become a barrier."
Bethany helps Christian families adopt who can share the love of Jesus with these kids, but there's been a decline in adoptions, and this fee could add to that. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me?, highlighting stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.